I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Every day, travelers worldwide struggle with symptoms of jet lag. To talk about why jet lag occurs and what we can do to minimize its impact is Dr. Andrea Rin. She's a physician in the Department of Pulmonary, Critical Care, and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rin, we all have a general idea about long flights making us tired and a bit out of sorts, but tell us more details about what jet lag is and why it happens.
Jet lag is a temporary problem that has the potential to impact anyone who travels across multiple time zones. It's caused by a mismatch in your body's internal clock, also called the circadian rhythm, and the time zone where you are traveling to.
What are the specifics on how it makes us feel?
Jet lag can make you feel tired. It can make you feel like your performance is not up to where you would like it to be. It can cause constipation and poor appetite.
And do these symptoms just last for a day or two when we go through multiple time zones?
The general rule is the more time zones you travel, the longer it takes to recover. So per time zone, you will have at least one day to recover.
And what can we do to try and minimize the impact of jet lag then when we know we're going to be traveling through multiple time zones?
The first thing you can do is make sure that you are well rested before your trip. The second thing you can do before leaving on your trip is try to adjust to the time zone where you are traveling. So in other words, if you are traveling east, trying to go to bed a little bit early in the days to weeks before your trip.
What should we do in flight that might help us a bit when we get to a new time zone?
So staying hydrated can be important. Sometimes dehydration will contribute to symptoms that we associate with jet lag. The other thing is avoiding alcohol. Sometimes alcohol will help us fall asleep, but may fragment sleep and make us more tired upon arrival to our destination. Alcohol can also contribute to dehydration. Sleeping in flight, if that works for the schedule, can be beneficial.
And what about sleep medications for long flights?
Sleeping medications are generally not recommended for jet lag. Many medications can leave you with hangover or next day side effects, and it's better to plan ahead and train your circadian rhythm before leaving for that trip.
And then once we arrive at our destination, what can we do in that new place to try to get ourselves back to normal?
Our body clocks, also called our circadian rhythm, are highly influenced by light. And so exposure to light at the right time can be very effective in reducing your jet lag time.
When we arrive at our new destination, let's say it happens to be Europe, for example, we would try to go about the day as though we lived there. In other words, we're up in the morning and then we're going to go to bed at night and so on that new time zone.
That is correct. Unless you are traveling for a short amount of time, and then it may be better just to stick with your home sleep wake pattern.
Dr. Rin, thanks for providing information about jet lag.
Thank you for having me here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.